Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point podcast. I am your host, the Blue Liner on Point. We're another week's removed. Life goes on. I don't know. I'm getting over things. I'm okay. I'm reading over some tweets and other postings from Caps fan groups, and sounds like everybody's getting by, which is good. You know, like I said, life goes on, so no need to wallow in it. But more on that in the show a little bit later here. I want to make a bit of an announcement. I am ever seeking to expand my listener base. I will be 100% dead on honest here. If I get about 20 people to download the show each episode, I'm lucky. And I've made no secret of the fact that I'm looking to increase that. So I can only depend on you guys listening now to spread the word and tell a fellow fan of both the Washington Capitals and NHL hockey, or hockey in general for that matter, because we go beyond that boundary. The NHL certainly doesn't have a monopoly on the sport, I would think. But if you're listening to this, and you've been listening for a while, obviously you like what I'm putting out. So those of you that are out there that faithfully tune in, tell a friend, tell somebody about this. If you like it that much, you like enough to subscribe, download it. Now I could, obviously I could use all the fans I could get at this point, because honestly, the goal for me is to have enough downloads so that I can say, hey, can I get a sponsorship deal here? And I'm not doing it just to make money, or so much to make money, so much as to, you know, help some friends out that might need some extra advertising, and also help defray the costs, you know, that get incurred from doing this. And don't get me wrong, I love doing this, and I'll continue to doing this, because one of the reasons I do it now, and one of the reasons I started it, was because it's good therapy. And despite the cost for equipment and storage and whatnot, it sure does beat having to drive down to a therapist's office one or two days a week, a month, or whatever it is they're trying to get me to do. So, but I would ask for your help, O ye few but faithful, and spread the word. Do please tell a friend, tell everybody you can. If you really, really like this show, there's anything, and especially though, if there's anything you want to talk about, you want me to talk about, you want me to bring up, or you want to discuss, certainly, I'm giving out my email and giving it out again, at glhallowed@yahoo.com. That's my personal email. You know, send me a question anytime. I'll be glad to answer it on air. Send me anything you want via Twitter as well. My handle is @blueliner98, BLULINER98, over at Twitter. Podcast main site is Blueliner, BLULINER77.podbean, podbean.com. That's the main site. You can listen to it there. You can also download it, mainly at iTunes, trying to work out other places where it can be downloaded as well, but mainly iTunes right now. Pretty sure it can be picked up at other places as well. I'm trying to get into hearing about Stitcher, SoundCloud, iCloud, and iCloud sound and audio hosting site. A lot of different options if you're not into iTunes, and I get that. But again, I'm making an appeal to you guys listening. Do please spread the word. I'm trying to up my download count. I'm not making any secret of that. And I mean, yeah, it's for me, but it's also for you too. I want as many Caps fans and, you know, hockey fans in general to be able to chime in, because, as I said last week, this show is as much for you as it is for me. So with that out of the way, just want to throw that out as administrative announcement. Also, there's going to be a few changes to the show that I'm going to make sure are put in right before next season start. I'm going to tweak the format just a little bit. It's going to sound a bit different. And so I wish you'd appreciate that when that comes by. Let me know what you think of it. All right. So on with the show. Like I said, we're all recovering. I think we're all finally, it's all finally sunk in. The season that was supposed to be isn't. Not the end of the world. Might feel like it, but it's not. But I want to get, of course, the news within the league out of the way. Of course, last night, the Nashville Predators clinched a spot in this year's Stanley Cup final. Of course, they will face the winner of the Ottawa-Pittsburgh series that may or may not be decided tonight or later on. And a lot of mixed feelings about that from not only fans in general, of course, but our fan base. And I'm just going to dive right into it. A lot of Washington Capitals fans have been making a lot of hay about, what if they never traded Philip Forsberg to Nashville for that idiot? And I think we all know who we're talking about, or who I'm talking about. And look, I get it. I got it the first 24 times or so that I saw posts about it. I got it the next 10,000 times I saw the meme on wherever, Facebook, Twitter, what have you. Now we're up to, I think, about over 100,000 times it's been mentioned somehow, somewhere, probably 2/3 of that by a certain website blog that rhymes with Lushin Bershin Ever Fakes. And I have a message for them and for those of you out there who are agonizing over this. Get the hell over it. Please. Look, unless somebody invents a time machine so that we can jump back in time and maybe, I don't know, knock George McPhee upside the head with a blunt instrument so that he never makes that trade. Or if there is some miracle and Philip Forsberg decides at the end of his contract he wants to sign with us again, he ain't coming back. There's no getting him back. It's like, you know, ladies, you know this, when a guy cheats on you and, I mean, he ain't coming back. You know that. We all know that. So I don't understand why all the vitriol, why all the wasted energy, why all the commentary. Oh, what could have been? Well, guess what? Oh, what could have been? Yeah. What if Esa Tiikkanen had not missed that open net in game 2 of the 98 final? All right. You know what I'm talking about there. What if Joey Juneau had converted that penalty shot in the 96 playoffs? I mean, come on. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. We live in that. Why? It's a waste. We need to move on. And I did a little bit of a back and forth with this with Ed Frankovic, and you know, he expressed his displeasure with it. I said, look, you know, it's, we gotta move on. There comes a time where we have to move on. And he responded to me by saying, well, look, if they manage to re-sign Oshie, that'll take the sting out of it, and yeah, I'll start to move on. And, well, I mean, that's sort of all in our hands, but it's not completely all in our hands. I mean, you can't, if TJ Oshie gets a bank-breaking offer and decides to take it, not go with a hometown discount, I mean, that's out of our hands. You know, we can only control so much, can only do so much. And the thing of it is to just move forward and do what you can with that. Now, I will offer a silver lining, and that's the fact that things will go on no matter who wins the cup in the coming weeks. Things will go on for the Caps, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes here. But something I heard last night mentioned a couple times, the final series apparently is going to start next Monday. For my listeners, and as I have come to be aware of it, I do have some loyal listeners outside of the United States, some of ye north of the 49th parallel, some of you in Europe, some in Asia, as I have come to find out. I was a little surprised by that when I saw my information, but for those of you within the borders of the United States, you should know what next Monday is. Next Monday is a national holiday. It's a federal holiday. It's Memorial Day. So why on earth have they scheduled the beginning, the first game of the Stanley Cup Final on a holiday? That can't be right. But they confirmed it. They double confirmed it. The NBC commentators double confirmed it. Or double downed on it. I mean, I don't understand why start the final on that day? Are they going for that much of a big rating? I don't get it. And it's not, you still have to determine the winner of the Eastern Final, who is going to be the host. It's all going to depend on where that is. Are they banking on Ottawa winning it? Since they're a Canadian team? I just don't get it. If somebody can explain it to me, why start the final? Why have game one on a national federal holiday like Memorial Day? Now, I get, okay, so you can't have it Sunday because that will conflict with the Indianapolis 500, even though you could make it a night game and make it after that. So it won't really conflict. It'll just be on the same day. But I get why you wouldn't want to have it on the same day, because all the media attention won't be on the final as it should be. And so, but why, I don't get, I mean, why not hold off until Tuesday? You don't lose anything by doing that. Or why not make it, well, okay, so game, let me check the schedule here. So game six of the Eastern Conference Final with Pittsburgh and Ottawa is indeed, okay, it's not tonight, it's tomorrow night. All right, fine. Now, if it should go to a game seven, that will be on Thursday. Okay, fine. So no matter what, the series can't end any later than this coming Thursday. Okay, fine. So you don't make it Friday. Obviously, that would be ridiculous. You could probably get away with, you know, starting it on Saturday, maybe. But if you want to give them more of a rest, fine. Start it on, okay, so not Sunday, not Monday. Start it on Tuesday. What would be so awful about that? And if the series were to end tomorrow night, everybody gets, well, the Predators will get a week plus a day. The winner of the Eastern Conference Finals will get a week. What is so bad about that? I wouldn't mind waiting a week for the final. NFL waits an extra week for the Super Bowl. It doesn't hurt them. Oh, sure, you can get all the backstories you want within that week. I don't know. It makes zero sense to me to start the first game of your biggest event on a holiday. It makes no sense. When as a league, you shut down for every other holiday there is, Christmas mainly, Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving anyway. I'm not sure about Canadian Thanksgiving. Pretty sure they don't. It just doesn't, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all to start it on a holiday. Are they really hoping that many more people will be tuning in? I don't think so. It just confuses the hell out of me. I don't know. Maybe it's a non-issue to some, but it just, when I heard that, it just confused the hell out of me, and I don't know. So someone can enlighten me about that. Please do. Okay, so going to start talking about the Caps here. And I said, if there's a silver lining, it's that life goes on for the Caps as well. Now, I'm going to address the elephant in the room first. We still have not heard from General Manager Brian McClellan about the immediate plans for the team. And that, well, you can kind of approach it as a no news is good news type of thing, or you can say that the longer they take, the worse the outcome might be. Well, no news is indeed good news, but obviously they have to decide something soon. Free agency is coming up here in just over a month, in about 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks. They're going to hit the July 1 deadline. And yeah, they gotta start addressing that. But before that, as was recently announced, development camp will be held the last week of June. So in about four weeks or so, we'll have all the prospects coming up. And I dare say should be seeing folks like Ilya Samsonov, Lucas Johansson, Madison Bowie, Nathan Walker, guys like that, and the recent draft picks come up. And I think the draft will be sometime. The draft, as I understand it, will be a week or so after the last final game. So whatever draft picks they garner from this year's draft class should also be there. Get a good look at them as well. So, I mean, everything moves on. There's not a whole lot of time. You would think there's more, but there's not a whole lot of time before the ball starts rolling again and everybody's 0-0 and it's a new day. And that's what we're looking at here. As soon as they hand off to the cup and, you know, everybody has their day with it, it's all back to 0-0 again. Everybody starts over. And everybody has the same chance from day one. So you never know. Never know. And development camp looks to be, you know, something, well, the beginning at least. And again, I mentioned the names. Hopefully some of those guys will get a good long look and maybe even crack the opening night roster. We'll see. So I get that the future seems scary. For some, I get that, and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what direction the team is going to go in, and I mentioned this at length last episode. Things can't stay the same, obviously, because if they stay the same, you know what the result is going to be. It's going to be the same damn result we've gotten. So it's scary in one way, but it's exciting in the other, and you know, we saw what Nashville did as an 8 seed. And by the way, I want to address this whole thing about, oh, they're the first 16th seed to ever make the final. Okay. Here's the thing. The NHL does not rank you 1 to 16 in order of finish. Once upon a time, they did that. Once upon a time, yes, you were ranked 1 to 16. The top 16 teams in the whole league made the playoffs, and you were ranked according to regular season record 1 to 16, and you played a preliminary round of a best of three. This was back in the late 70s and early 80s. But that's not how it's done now. So I'm sorry. It kind of irks me a little bit when they say, oh, they're the first 16th seed. No, they're not a 16th seed. At best, they're an 8th seed in their conference. You get ranked within your conference, not the whole friggin' league. So these so-called hockey journalists, and you know who you are, and a lot of them out there, with the exclusion of our wonderful beat reporter, Ms. I.K., Isabel Kershudian, of course, she of the Washington Post, are guilty of these idiotic articles that have no place and are just a waste of space. So, I'm sorry. It just irks me when people just put that kind of crap out there because it's just wrong. I mean, yeah, maybe the Predators, when you line it all up, were the 16th best team in the league, but that's not how you qualify for the playoffs. Okay, they didn't sneak in as the 16th seed. They qualified as the 8th seed within their conference. So, I'm sorry, doesn't matter worth a can of hill of beans if they're a number 16 or not. That's stupid. Stupid to even bring up, in my opinion. Sorry to go off on that bit of a tangent there, but I mean, it had to be said. Now, again, you're not qualifying against 15 other teams in the league. You're qualifying to at least be better than, well, in the Western Conference, you're one of 14 teams, so you must beat out at the very least 6 other teams to qualify within that conference. You're not fighting against 15 other teams in the whole league. That's not how it works. It's not how the playoff just shows ignorance of how the playoff structure really works. It bothers the hell out of me. How can you call yourself a fan if you don't know, if you don't at least know that, you know, it's conference based. It's not even, if you think about it, at least the wild cards are, which Nashville qualified as. So, as far as that goes, yes, it's conference-based, and it's mainly division-based in that you finish in the top three, you're in. But if you're fourth or fifth in your division, you still have a shot as a wild card. It just blows my mind that so-called fans that are supposed to be paying attention to this don't even know that that's how it works. You're just starting out following the sport, following the league, you get a pass. But, I mean, this is a, I don't know, some sort of a blog or some supposed self-styled news agency that's posting about this. And, I mean, it's fake history. you want to even acknowledge such a thing. But speaking of history, it's going to be very interesting, and the final could shape up to be Ottawa versus Nashville, and I, for one, would like nothing more, because not only does it mean Pittsburgh doesn't repeat, and I don't think they deserve to repeat, but also that two gentlemen that had a big hand in putting in the foundation for what would be a strong Capitals team in the 80s and 90s, well, in one case, the 80s, will be facing off against each other. And, of course, I'm referring to Ottawa, Brian Murray, the former general manager, who unfortunately was diagnosed with terminal cancer earlier in the season and is now in an executive role with the team, has handed over the general manager's day-to-day duties to Pierre Dorion, who, aside to Mr. Eddie Garcia of the Puck Podcast, I'm right there with you. I didn't know who the guy was either. I'd never heard the name. I mean, I knew that there was someone who was doing the day-to-day functions. And I figured that might have been him, but when I saw the name when the general manager of the year candidates came out, I had to admit I was at a loss too. So you're not the only one there, Eddie. That would be on the Ottawa side. And of course, Nashville's qualified. And of course, Nashville has been run by one man since its inception in 97, the end of the 97 season. That would be Mr. David Poile. And I have not agreed with a lot of what David Poile did or tried to do with the team while he was the Caps general manager. And I had more of a problem with what he didn't do, which is why Brian McClellan is such a breath of refreshing air, because he's obviously willing to take chances, whereas his counterparts in the past have not been. David Poyle, I would say, probably didn't make a lot of bad moves, if any, while he was with the Capitals. Obviously, the one that put the team on the map, made them a contender almost overnight, was the big trade getting Rod Langway. And, of course, Craig Laughlin and Brian Engblom also, and Doug Jarvis, over to the team for Rick Green and Ryan Walter, among others. And really, the Caps have never really looked back since then. They've never spent much time more than usual in the bottom of the league. They were the worst of the worst for a long time. And I don't think I have to go over that. Now, funny thing is, I will be going over that as we get more into the summer and there's less to talk about. Those who may not be familiar with early Caps history, you think things are bad now. What do you hear about those years? Anyway, so we've got a lot to think. And in fact, if you think about it, the 98 team that made the final, yes, that was George McPhee's first year as the GM, and he made one of the key deals, two at least that stick out that certainly helped the team. One was getting Brian Bellows. The other was the pickup of Esa Tiikkanen at the trade deadline, obviously. That's twice now I've mentioned Esa Tiikkanen. And I'm pointing him out because you need a guy like that to make things difficult for the other team in the playoffs. So I think that might be a direction the Caps should go. Hint, hint. I don't know if there's anybody out there that's like that, but I think that might be someone to consider, someone with a history of playing like that in the playoffs. I mean, obviously, I'm left and right winging it today. You know, just a handful of things I wanted to talk about. Mainly the fact that though the future looks uncertain for the Caps, I think we can rely on the fact that to some extent, I think there will be a lot of quality pieces still left. I think there will be enough to carry the team into the playoffs. Certainly, I don't know that they'll be gunning for the President's Trophy again. In fact, I kind of hope that they don't, because not that I want the team to tank, but I want the team to, and I thought they had done this within the last month of the season, but to struggle and fail a little bit and then find themselves, and it certainly looked like they did do that in March, but to no avail. I don't know, but I'm talking in circles here, but I bottom line, the Caps have enough, unless they decide to blow the thing up, which they may well do, and that is something of a scary prospect. But even if they decide to do that, then that's still a good sign in that, you know, they know that what they had wasn't working, and they'll work on a formula that will work. So getting back to David Poyle a bit, one big trade obviously that he made that was maybe not as big on paper, but certainly as big as far as getting the team, you know, making the team better, I think, top to bottom in some aspects, was the trade for Dale Hunter. And I get back to it to the fact that we need, I think the team needs a game-breaking guy like that, that doesn't just score the big goals, but he also makes it difficult for the other team to play against. And I love Tom Wilson, but I don't know that he fits that build just yet. Maybe you want to mold him into that. Maybe, you know, maybe that's the script you want to follow. Or maybe you start drafting high caliber defensemen, like the model that Nashville is exhibiting. I thought Chicago had a great D core. Obviously, Nashville blew them away. Maybe you want to go that route. Who knows? But you know, we can certainly learn from the success of other teams and go forward. And who knows? Maybe they make it in as a 5 seed or an 8 seed or something like that. And do a little bit more damage. Who knows? But it bears worth mentioning that David Poile was always working to do that, and now he's finally made it into the final. You know, better late than never. George McPhee made it in on his first try. David Poile is making it in on his 33rd try. You know, it really doesn't matter. Maybe you can say that Nashville's getting the better part of the story because it's now, it's happening now. But good things do come to those who wait, and maybe we will have to wait a few years. But there's reason for optimism, I think, because I think they've got a good management staff who will figure out what's best for the team. All right, don't want to spend too much more time on that. In fact, I think we're just gonna go ahead and wrap it up here. Except for, well, I just remembered something else I wanted to mention in our True Caps fans discussion group. I want to point out a gentleman who has done yeoman-like work reporting on the farm club's process. Unfortunately, the Hershey Bears had been eliminated by the Providence Bruins. Bears versus Bruins, that's interesting. And so their season is now over. But Tony Olcott's been doing a great job in our group, the True Caps Fans Facebook discussion group. And let's see. So yesterday, last night, let's see, he's also reporting on the South Carolina Stingrays. And last night, the ECHL Eastern Conference Final, Game 6, Manchester over the Rays, 1-0. And so the series is tied. So it's all going to come down to a 7th game, which will be tomorrow night in Manchester. And the winner will face the Colorado Eagles in the Kelly Cup Final for the ECHL playoff championship. And yeah, all I got to say is go Rays, and hopefully they acquit themselves very well. But two more teams in the organization that, you know, nothing to be ashamed of. They battled, and you know, they're getting pretty far. So once again, stick tap to Mr. Tony Olcott he's been keeping up with the reporting on this. Yes, like I said, I wish I had more to say, but I wanted to mention, you know, give a bit of a tribute to David Poile, because if you think about it, he really saved the team. Because had it not been for that first trade, had it not for Rod Langway and company, had it not been for that deal, I don't think there would even be a team right now. It would probably be elsewhere. So you can make the argument that he did indeed save the team, at least with that deal. And he has always been a quality evaluator of talent, and I'm kind of happy to see him finally have that success in getting a chance to play for the Stanley Cup. So just wanted to put that out there And I was one last thing I want to throw out that's non-Caps, but certainly NHL. I was a couple of friends of mine kind of ribbed me for, you know, the episode being a little down last week. So I want to close with a joke. Another bit of news happened earlier in the week in that goalie Ben Bishop signed with the Dallas Stars. So you could pose the question now with the two goalies that they had that are still under contract, mind you, those being Antti Niemi and Kari Lehtinen. So now if you're Jim Neal, the general manager, you can definitely say that he's probably going to be giving up scuba diving. And why do I say that? Why do I make that assertion? Well, because now he's got a pair of fins that he doesn't know what to do with. Yeah, insert your bodily noises here. Okay, so with that, and I want to say one more time, bears worth repeating, as Caps fans, we need to keep our heads up because in about 2 weeks, they'll award the cup, and then it starts all over again, and we've got just as much a chance as any. Future looks uncertain, but it also looks bright, too. Got a lot of younger talent on the way up, and who knows? They're hungrier, they're faster, they just might be what we need. So keep it up, keep listening, tell a friend, glhallowd@yahoo.com. Got a complaint, an improvement, suggestion, question, what have you. iTunes, blueliner77.podbean.com, blulinr98 at Twitter. Always looking for other outlets as well, but do please keep up. Download, subscribe, listen to other Caps podcasts, What the Puck. Ooh, almost slipped there. What the Puck. There's a CSN has their own podcast. I'm going to give it a listen to. I forget what the name of it is off the top of my head, but I know they've got their own. Of course, there's always Japer's Rink and a lot of resources out there if you're a Caps fan. But keep up with listening, whoever it is you listen to. Keep talking to each other. Keep your spirits up. Keep thinking positive. Keep your knowledge level going. Show the world that we do care and we know about the game as Caps fans. And I think something good is coming down the road. I can't help but think that. Not going to kill my optimism just yet. Can't help but think that. I'm not going to say next year is our year, but I think something good's coming down the road. So, keep our heads held high. Nothing to be ashamed about. Stop dwelling on the Forsberg trade, for God's sake. It's in the past. Happened years ago. We can't change it. Got to live in the now. All right? And with that, yet again, I say, let's go Caps.